You ever stop and think about who is actually going to build these air taxis at scale? Not fly them, not certify them, build them, thousands of them. Because that is the question nobody in the eVTOL world wants to answer honestly. I'm Vector, this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and this week I want to talk about a company that might have the most interesting answer in the room, Supernal, Hyundai's Air Mobility Division, and their aircraft, the SA-2. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you have earned a milestone in aviation, whether that is your first solo, your instrument rating, or your CFI ticket, they make challenge coins that actually mark the moment. Beautifully crafted, built to last. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down when we talk about electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. The conversation usually centers on a handful of Silicon Valley startups. Joby, Archer Lilium, before it went through bankruptcy and came back. And those are real companies doing real work. But there is a fundamental challenge sitting underneath all of them that has nothing to do with batteries or rotors or the Federal Aviation Administration. It is manufacturing. Building one flying prototype is hard. Building 10 is harder. Building 10,000 is a completely different universe of problems, and that is where Supernal gets interesting, because they are not a startup that needs to figure out manufacturing. They are a division of Hyundai Motor Group, the fifth largest automaker on the planet, a company that builds roughly 7 million vehicles a year across Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. They know how to stamp metal, manage supply chains across 40 countries, and push a finished product off a line every 90 seconds. The question Supernal is trying to answer is whether you can take that knowledge and point it at the sky. The aircraft itself is the SA-2. It is a four-passenger plus pilot eVTOL with 8 tilting rotors on the wing and 4 fixed rotors on the tail. That is a distributed electric propulsion layout, 12 total motors, which gives you redundancy. You lose one, you lose two, you keep flying. The design cruises at around 120 miles per hour with a target range of roughly 40 miles. That puts it squarely in the urban air mobility mission. Think airport to downtown, suburb to city center. The kind of trip that takes 90 minutes in traffic and 12 minutes in the air. Now here's what most people miss about Supernal's approach. They are not just building an airplane. They are applying automotive design methodology to the entire aircraft development process. And I do not mean that as a metaphor. Their engineering team in Washington, D.C. and their advanced air mobility division in Seoul are using the same digital twin simulation pipeline, the same crash testing protocols, and the same design for manufacturing philosophy that Hyundai uses to develop a new car platform. Think about what that means in practice. In traditional aerospace, you design the aircraft, you certify it, and then you figure out how to produce it, often painfully. Boeing can tell you all about that. In automotive, you design for the production line from day one. Every rivet, every wire harness, every structural joint is designed with the question, can a robot do this 10,000 times with zero deviation? Supernal is trying to bring that mindset into aviation from the very beginning of the certification process. They announced in 2024 that they are pursuing FAA-type certification under the powered lift category, which is the same path most eVTOL manufacturers are on. But their timeline and their confidence in that timeline comes from a different place than most of their competitors. It comes from the factory floor, not the flight test program. Let me give you a concrete example. One of the biggest cost drivers in aircraft manufacturing is the use of carbon fiber composite structures. They are light, they are strong, and they are absurdly expensive to produce at volume, because each part essentially needs to be hand-laid and autoclave cured. Supernal has been working on automated fiber placement techniques borrowed from automotive composite manufacturing. The goal is to bring the per-unit cost of composite airframe components down by what they have described as an order of magnitude. If they pull that off, it changes the economics of the entire eVTOL market, not just for their aircraft. Now I want to be balanced here, because there are real questions about this approach. The first and most obvious one is that automotive safety standards and aviation safety standards are not the same thing. A car has a fatal defect rate measured in deaths per 100 million miles driven. Aviation measures it in fatal accidents per million flight hours, and the numbers are dramatically lower. The tolerance for failure in a certified aircraft is on the order of 10 to the negative 9 per flight hour for catastrophic failure conditions. That is 1 in a billion. No car on Earth is built to that standard, and no car needs to be, because when a car breaks down, you pull over. When an aircraft breaks down, gravity does not offer a shoulder lane. So, there is a real tension in Supernal's approach. The manufacturing efficiency of automotive is genuinely valuable, but the certification rigor of aerospace is non-negotiable. The company has to live in both worlds simultaneously, and that is harder than it sounds. They have hired heavily from both industries. Their chief technology officer has an aerospace background. Their manufacturing leads come from Hyundai's vehicle production division. Whether those two cultures can merge productively is one of the most important unanswered questions in the urban air mobility space. The second question is battery technology. And this is not unique to Supernal, but it matters. The SA2, like every other battery electric eVTOL, is constrained by energy density. Current lithium-ion cells give you roughly 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. To make a 40-mile range urban air taxi work with meaningful payload and regulatory reserves, you need every one of those watt-hours. There is very little margin. Supernal has been working with their sibling companies in the Hyundai Group on solid-state battery development, which promises higher energy density and better thermal stability. But solid-state batteries have been 5 years away for about 15 years now. The data tells an interesting story there. Lab cells have hit 400 watt-hours per kilogram. Production cells at automotive scale are nowhere close to that yet. What Supernal does have going for it is something most eVTOL startups do not. Money? Hyundai Motor Group has a market capitalization north of $40 billion and has committed billions to its air mobility division. When Joby or Archer needs capital, they go to Wall Street and dilute their shareholders. When Supernal needs capital, they go down the hall. That financial backing means they can afford to take a longer development timeline without the existential pressure of running out of runway. Pun fully intended. This week, there are a few things worth watching in this space. Supernal has been ramping up their community engagement around vertiport infrastructure planning, working with several metropolitan planning organizations on where these aircraft would actually land and take off. Because here's the thing nobody talks about enough. You can build the most brilliant electric aircraft in history, and if there is nowhere to land it in the city center, it is just a very expensive helicopter with more rotors. The vertiport problem is genuinely hard. You need a landing pad rated for the weight and rotor wash of these vehicles. You need charging infrastructure capable of pushing enough power to turn around an aircraft in 5 to 10 minutes. You need passenger facilities. You need noise abatement plans that will satisfy neighbors who already complain about leaf blowers. And you need all of this in some of the most expensive real estate on the planet. Supernal's approach has been to partner with existing infrastructure. Parking garages, rooftops of transit hubs. The tops of buildings that were designed with helicopter pads decades ago. That is pragmatic, but it also means the capacity of the network is limited by what already exists. I also want to talk about the noise question, because Supernal has put significant engineering effort into this, and it matters enormously for public acceptance. The SA2 uses relatively large, slow-turning rotors compared to some competing designs. Larger rotors, spinning slower, generate a lower frequency sound profile, which the human ear perceives as less annoying even at similar decibel levels. Their target is 65 decibels at ground level during flyover, which is roughly the volume of a normal conversation. Compare that to a conventional helicopter, which sits around 90 to 95 decibels. That is a massive difference. Sound is logarithmic, so every 10 decibels represents a doubling of perceived loudness. They are talking about an aircraft that sounds like 1/8 as loud as a helicopter. If they hit that number in certification, it changes the regulatory conversation around where these vehicles can operate. The competitive landscape is worth mentioning too. Supernal is not the only automotive company that has looked at this market. Toyota has invested nearly $800 million in Joby Aviation. Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler and Fiat, has backed Archer. Porsche worked with Boeing on an urban air mobility concept before that partnership wound down. The auto industry sees the same thing Supernal sees. The future of urban transportation probably involves the air, and the companies that know how to build things at scale have a structural advantage when the market finally opens. But here's my honest assessment. The eVTOL market has a credibility problem. There have been too many renders, too many press releases, and not enough certified aircraft carrying paying passengers. The industry has been promising air taxis by next year, every year for about a decade. Supernal's automotive DNA gives them manufacturing credibility, but they still have to get through FAA-type certification, which is a process that humbles everyone who attempts it. Historically, clean sheet aircraft certification takes 7 to 10 years. Supernal formally started their certification engagement in 2023. Do the math. What I find most compelling about their approach is not any single technical feature. It is the systems thinking. They are not just designing an aircraft. They are designing the aircraft, the manufacturing line, the charging infrastructure, the maintenance protocols, and the operational network as a single integrated system. That is how the auto industry thinks. You do not just design a car. You design the car and the dealership network and the parts supply chain and the service intervals simultaneously. Applied to aviation, that holistic approach could be the thing that actually makes urban air mobility work as a transportation system rather than a collection of impressive prototypes. This week, keep your eyes on the infrastructure side of the house. Several cities are moving forward with vertiport zoning proposals, and the details of those proposals will shape where and how these aircraft actually operate when they finally get certified. The technology is further along than most pilots think. The regulatory framework is further behind than most companies admit, and the manufacturing question, the one Supernal is specifically trying to answer, might be the one that matters most in the end. Most of what I have drawn on today comes from Supernal's published technical disclosures, Aviation Week's coverage of the powered lift certification process, and the FAA's ongoing rulemaking documents for the powered lift category. You can find more on all of this at radiohangar.com. I am Vector Fly Safe, and I will see you next time on Cleared Direct.